Hi there. My name is Adam Wiener. Welcome to the EuroAnk Minute. This is part of our series taking place at AUA 2026. We're live in Washington, D.C. I'm very excited to be here. We have our first interview. I'm here with Dr. Mary Beth Westerman from UNC. She's assistant professor in urology. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you. And today we're going to be talking about a really great topic, major publications within the past year. We're talking about cystectomy for high-risk non-muscle invasive bladder cancer. Why don't you get us started?
Yeah, so if we look in the AUA guidelines for managing non-muscle invasive bladder cancer, you know, cystectomy is the recommended option for patients who have very high risk disease. Patients who have recurrent T1 after an initial induction course, patients with variant histology. But really, patients don't always want cystectomy. And so then they're not offered cystectomy. I have a lot of new bladder sparing therapies that are available and being developed really with the idea that nobody wants to have their bladders out and be a quality of life, and patients do so bad with cystectomy. And so really what the CYSTO trial, was designed to answer was how are patient outcomes with bladder sparing therapy versus cystectomy? You know, because this is one of those questions that we're never going to be able to do a randomized trial to say who does better, you know, people who keep their bladders or people who have them taken out. Nobody's going to let a computer decide, you know, what's going to happen to them. And so John Gore and Angie Smith really designed this study using the CORI mechanism. So a patient-centered study. It's a pragmatic trial. So looking at how do patient-reported outcomes differ between people who keep their bladders and people who choose to undergo cystectomy. And ultimately, you know, the trial enrolled over 500 people at 36 different academic sites. About 380 or so, I believe, had bladder sparing therapy, and the rest, they had a cystectomy. And the authors hypothesized, right, that patients who kept their bladders would have better quality of life at 12 months. And this was really, you know, a very novel trial design.
Yes.
In terms of, you know, the endpoint choosing. So this is a patient-centered endpoint and outcome. Patients who could be enrolled on the trial were really anybody that had recurrent high-grade disease and had previously received BCG. You know, they didn't have to meet like strict FDA definitions or things like that. Their hypothesis was people who keep their bladder quality of life, specifically their physical functioning, will be better at 12 months. What they found was actually really surprising. That was actually not true. There was no difference at 12 months in terms of physical functioning between the two groups. And actually, a lot of the outcomes really favored the cystectomy patient population. So patients who had cystectomies at 1 year actually, you know, reported better health-related quality of life, better physical functioning, less anxiety, less depression. Really, the only outcomes that favored bladder-sparing therapy were bowel and sexual health-related outcomes.
Yes, yes. A wonderful study. And I really have to congratulate you and the rest of the investigators on this for this difficult question that you all asked and difficult study to put together. Very enlightening and very surprising. Mm-hmm. So as someone who treats a lot of patients with bladder cancer, if you had to speak to our general urology audience, how are you advising them then when they're faced with patients like this?
You know, I think that it's really important to tell patients that to start the conversation early about cystectomy. You know, yes, we have a lot of treatment options for bladder preservation. And I feel like most people's initial response is, I want to try everything to keep my bladder.
Yes.
But I think, you know, now that we have this data that really shows, hey, your quality of life at a year, you know, when you're ready, if you choose to undergo cystectomy, is actually probably going to be better, or at least not worse than people who continue on with keeping their bladder. And I think it's really important for them to know that, hey, things do get better.
Yes.
And that it really is maybe not as bad as we sort of thought it was.
Yeah, wonderful. That's a great, important message to put out to the community. So now that we have this wonderful clinical trial published, where do you see the field going?
You know, I think that interesting is it's kind of goes into the bigger question of how do we also manage all of these other intravesical therapies?
Yes.
How much is enough?
There's a lot of them
these
days.
It's a lot, right? How much is enough? And do we just keep going and going and going? And really where I see that, you know, that's still going is I think understanding where patients are starting from in terms of quality of life, especially their bladder quality of life, how is their bladder doing and working? I think it's going to start to factor more into some of the counseling and decision-making in terms of when is it time for cystectomy. And I also think that really for these very high-risk patients is, well, who have recurrent T1, these people are at high risk of being understaged and, you know, having really not great oncologic outcomes. I really think we need to not forget that.
Yes.
And that the cystectomy is the guideline recommended option for these people. There are some other trials looking at, you know, chemo radiation in this patient population. So there are other bladder sparing potential options out there. You know, and I think we'll potentially incorporate some of those more as well. But I do think that cystectomy, you know, for those patients really should be offered early and consistent.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again for joining us on the Uro-Onc Minute. These are quick updates from the experts in urologic oncology. Thank you, Dr. Meredith Westerman from UNC. Have a good rest of your AUA.
Thank you so much for having me.